რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
მოგესალმებით. თქვენ უსმენთ რადიო თავისუფლების ერთსაათიან პროგრამას. მიკროფონთან არის ბიძინა რამიშვილი. გადაცემას ახალი ამბების გამოშვებით ვიწყებთ. აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინის ორი პროვინციის დონეცკისა და ლუგანსკის რეგიონების ხელისუფლების წარმომადგენლები აცხადებენ, რომ დამოუკიდებლობის შესახებ რეფერენდუმებში ბევრი ამომრჩეველი მონაწილეობს. ლიტვაში ტარდება საპრეზიდენტო არჩევნები, რომლებშიც, როგორც ვარაუდობენ, გამოიმარჯვებს სახელმწიფოს მოქმედი მეთაური დალია გრიბაუსკაიტე. რუმინეთმა რუსეთისგან ახსნა განმარტება მოითხოვა რუსეთის ვიცე-პრემიერის დმიტრი როგოზინის განცხადების გამო. ახლა ეს და სხვა ახალი ამბები უფრო დაწვრილებით. აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინის ორი პროვინციის დონეცკისა და ლუგანსკის რეგიონების ხელისუფლების წარმომადგენლები აცხადებენ, რომ დამოუკიდებლობის შესახებ რეფერენდუმებში ბევრმა ამომრჩეველმა მიიღო მონაწილეობა. როგორც თვითმხილველები არდასტურებენ, 11 მაის ქალაქ დონეცკში საარჩევნო უბნებთან გრძელი რიგები იდგა. უკრაინის ცენტრალურმა ხელისუფლებამ და დასავლეთის სახელმწიფოებმა დაგმეს პრორუსული ორიენტაციის სეპარატისტების მიერ ორგანიზებული რეფერენდუმები და უკანონოდ გამოაცხადეს ისინი. გასულ თვეში სეპარატისტთა ლიდერებმა ამ ორ რეგიონში, რომლებიც რუსეთს ესაზღვრება, სახალხო რესპუბლიკები გამოაცხადეს. ლიტვაში ტარდება საპრეზიდენტო არჩევნები, რომელშიც, როგორც ვარაუდობენ, გამოიმარჯვებს სახელმწიფოს მოქმედი მეთაური დალია გრიბაუსკაიტე. ის 2004 წლიდან უდგას სათავეში ევროკომისიის საბიუჯეტო და საფინანსო დაგეგმვის საკითხებში. საარჩევნო კამპანიის დროს გრიბაუსკაიტემ განაცხადა, რომ ეროვნული უშიშროებისთვის საფრთხის შექმნისა და რუსეთის მხრიდან აგრესიის შემთხვევაში მზად არის იარაღით ხელში დაიცვა საკუთარი ქვეყანა. დალია გრიბაუსკაიტეს ლიტვის პრეზიდენტის პოსტი 2009 წლიდან უკავია. ეთერშია რადიო თავისუფლების ახალი ამბების გამოშვება. მიკროფონთან არის ბიძინა რამიშვილი. განვაგზობთ გადაცემას. რუმინეთმა რუსეთისგან ახსნა განმარტება მოითხოვა რუსეთის ვიცე-პრემიერის დმიტრი როგოზინის განცხადების გამო, რომელიც მან დნესტრის პირეთში კერძო ვიზიტისას გააკეთა. მას შემდეგ, რაც რუმინეთმა მოსკოვისკენ მიმავალ თვითმფრინავებს რუმინეთის საჰაერო სივრცით სარგებლობა აუკრძალა, როგოზინმა ტვიტერში დაწერა, რომ ის რეგიონში სტრატეგიული ბომბდამშენით თუ 160-ით დაბრუნებას აპირებს. რუმინეთის საგარეო საქმეთა სამინისტროს მიერ გამოქვეყნებულ განცხადებაში აღნიშნულია, რომ სტრატეგიული ბომბდამშენის გამოყენების შესაძლებლობის თაობაზე გაფრთხილება ძალზე სახიფათო მუქარაა ამჟამინდელ რეგიონულ კონტექსტში. რაც შეეხება როგოზინს, 9 მაის დნესტრის პირეთში ვიზიტის შემდეგ მან განაცხადა, რომ ტირასპოლიდან მოსკოვში ჩაიტანა მოლდავეთის დნესტრის პირეთის თვითგამოცხადებული რესპუბლიკის მოსახლეთა ხელმოწერების ძირითადი ნაწილი. მისი სიტყვებით, დნესტრის პირელები რუსეთთან შეერთებას ითხოვენ. შაბათს, როცა როგოზინი ხელმოწერების მოსკოვში წაღებას ცდილობდა, მოლდავეთის სპეცსამსახურებმა ისინი ამოიღეს მისი ბარგის შემოწმებისას, მაგრამ რუსეთის პოლიტიკოსი აცხადებს, რომ ეს დნესტრის პირელთა ხელმოწერების მხოლოდ მცირე ნაწილი იყო. ევროკავშირის წევრმა ქვეყნებმა რუსეთის 15 მოქალაქისა და ყირიმის 5 კომპანიის წინააღმდეგ დამატებითი სანქციების შემოღების შესაძლებლობის საკითხი შეათანხმეს. ევროკავშირის საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრების სხდომა, რომელზეც საბოლოო გადაწყვეტილებას მიიღებენ, 12 მაის გაიმართება. ის დამოკიდებული იქნება იმაზე, როგორ განვითარდება მოვლენები უახლოეს დღეებში. ავღანეთის პრეზიდენტობის კანდიდატის აბდულა აბდულას სასარგებლოდ განცხადება გააკეთა დამარცხებულმა კანდიდატმა ზალმაი რასულმა. რასული, რომელიც პრეზიდენტ ჰამიდ კარზაის ახლო მოკავშირეა, მესამე ადგილზე გავიდა 5 აპრილს გამართული არჩევნების პირველ ტურში. მეორე ადგილი მოიპოვა აშრაფ ღანიმ. აბდულასა და ღანის შორის არჩევნების მეორე ტური 7 ივნისს გაიმართება. შაბათს ტელეკომპანია რუსთავი ორმა რამდენიმე ფარული სატელეფონო საუბრის ფრაგმენტი გამოაქვეყნა. სატელეფონო საუბრების მცირე ამონარიდები, რომლებიც პოლიტიკოსებისა და ბიზნესმენების სატელეფონო საუბრებს ასახავს, გადაცემა განსხვავებულ აქცენტებში გასაჯაროვდა. ნაციონალური მოძრაობის წევრის ნუგზარ ციკლაურის თქმით, ეს ჩანაწერები იმას ადასტურებს, რომ ამჟამინდელი ხელისუფლება ფარულ ჩანაწერებს აწარმოებდა. ხელისუფლება კი უარყოფს ამ ბრალდებას. ეს გახლავთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვება რადიო თავისუფლების დალღაზე. მიკროფონთან იყო ბიძინა რამიშვილი.
In Indonesian we say, variasi terbaik dunia, VOA Music Mix. Everybody says the world's best variety. VOA Music Mix.
Were you taping?
That's another edition of Acoustic Cafe. I'm Rob Reinhart. 2 hours of acoustic music on the way. This time, a lot of new stuff and two main things. Hearing a brand new song being created at South by Southwest and a visit with our in-studio guest this week, David Crosby.
For guys who've been doing it as long as we have, it's very easy to play casino.
Sure, right.
Do an hour and a half of your hits, buddy. Take the money and run. And I don't want to.
David Crosby has been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame twice as a founding member of the Byrds and Crosby, Stills and Nash. While his time in the former was very brief, his time with the latter is now in its fifth decade, with new tunes still being written and performed on tour. One thing David hasn't done a lot of are solo records over the years. In fact, there have only been four since his first in 1971. The fourth was released just a couple of months ago, his first in more than 20 years, called Cross. Working mostly with his son, James Raymond, Crosby has crafted a new collection that is still bristling and also hopeful, rockin', and beautiful, just like the best songs of his 50-year career. To talk with us and play songs old and new, David Crosby. Cros will join us as our in-studio guest. But before our visit with the legend, and before the new song from South by Southwest, it's an R&B pop hit in the hands of slowcore favorites Low. Here they are with Rihanna's Stay, live here at Acoustic Cafe.
All along it was a fever. A cold sweat, hot-headed believer. I threw my hands in the air and said, show me something. Stay.
swore I'd do anything that you clean me up, fix me up just to get you to wear my wedding ring. Now I'm having second thoughts and I'm writing you this letter. I'm scared to tell you to your face that I like the old me better. I like the old me better. It was a lot more fun. I like the old me better. I didn't take crap from anyone. Well, I'd sleep all day, party all night, do whatever I wanted, whatever I liked. And you made me a brand new maid, but I like the old me better. Don't get me wrong, it ain't that bad. I appreciate your work. I don't drink too much, I don't swear much. You even made me go to church. I ain't done much talking since the day we got together. I'm a different man because of you. That I like the old me better. I like the old me better. I was a lot more fun. I like the old me better. Didn't take crap from anyone. Well, I'd sleep all day, party all night, do whatever I wanted, whatever I liked. And you ain't me, a brand new man, but I like the old me better. No doubt about it. Fun. I like the old me better. Didn't take crap from anyone, but I sleep all day, party all night, do whatever I want, whatever I like. You made me a brand new man, but I like the old me better. Well, I got to say, you're the only one that I've ever loved. And you and I are a good fit, but like a hand in glove. But now I'm sitting here looking back, wearing this stupid sweater. Truth be told, I got to say, I like the old me better. I like the old me better. I was a lot more fun. I like the old me better. Didn't take crap from anyone, but I'd sleep all day, party all night, do whatever I want, whatever I like. You made me a brand new man, but I like the old me better. You made me a brand new man.
Just out at the end of last month, Blues Americana. That is the new album from Keb Mo. The Old Me Better, the name of the song on Acoustic Cafe. And this album, largely a function of him moving cross-country from Los Angeles, where he has been for decades, to Nashville, where he put together the new album. Can't you tell? And we started out with a cover of Stay. That was Lowe doing that song live in our studios back in 2013. Well, also at the end of last month, there was Record Store Day. And the way Record Store Day goes nowadays, everybody puts out exclusive record store releases, including legends like Bruce Springsteen, who put out an EP called American Beauty. Let's listen to one of these exclusive songs that came out for Record Store Day, Bruce Springsteen, and the song Mary Mary on Acoustic Cafe.
Heard they seen you yesterday in Charlestown. Heard about that story going round now. All I got's a book of love with pages worn clean through. Circle of gold and one bleeding tattoo. Mary, Mary, where have you gone to? Shed and shattered in a sad song. Just torn tattered pieces of a love gone wrong. Hearts of stone and eyes gone deep blue. Only houses filled two by two. Mary, Mary, storm blew in
and soft and cool. On the slinky town streets where love ruled. Now it's just a misty sidewalk with rain drifting through. A lipstick case and one lonely red shoe. Mary, Mary, where have you run to? Mary, Mary, where have you run to? Mary, Mary, where have you run to? Heard they seen you yesterday in Charlestown.
Coming together for the first time in 16 years to create a new album last year called New Constellation. I am speaking of Toad the Wet Sprocket. That is the band live in our studios. Heard on the program earlier this year with the song called Is There Anyone Out There? You can hear that segment along with their interview and so much more in our archives, by the way, by going to acafe.com and clicking on the Listen tab. And just ahead, it is our in-studio guest for this week, two-time Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, David Crosby.
We haven't forgotten where we've been.
We know where we're going, and you're welcome to come along.
VOA Music Mix.
This week, we are truly thrilled and honored to present an in-studio visit with two-time Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee David Crosby. He recorded his first demos about 50 years ago when he was kicking around the Greenwich Village folk scene, a long way from his California home. But the return to California, where he still is today, also found him forming a band with Roger McGuinn, Gene Clark, Michael Clark, and Chris Hillman. That band was called The Byrds. The height of the Byrds' popularity was 1966, but by 67, tensions were running high, and while the Byrds continued on, they did so without David Crosby, who would then join Buffalo Springfield's Stephen Stills and the Hollies' Graham Nash in Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
It's been a long time coming. It's going to be a
CSN soldiers on to this day, and over the years, Crosby has teamed with Graham Nash for numerous Crosby Nash albums. Sadly, David has also spent a lot of time dealing with some non-musical issues that have put him in the spotlight on several occasions. His various bouts with serious drug addiction, imprisonment on a weapons charge, where he kicked the drugs, by the way, diabetes, heart attacks, and just this year, another round of heart trouble with surgery in February. But something that hasn't happened much in Crosby's life is the solo musical statement.
I was mistaken.
There have only been four David Crosby solo records, the first coming in 1971 called If I Could Only Remember My Name, and the last being issued just this year. Actually, it's been 21 years since his previous solo album. But between then and now, there was another collaboration for Crosby. Meeting his adult son, James Raymond, for the very first time in 1996, he formed another group with James and Jeff Pivar called Crosby, Pivar, and Raymond, or CPR.
Little blind fish staring at a mirror. How far can you see? Are you getting any nearer?
CPR ended around 2004, but the songwriting between Crosby, now 72, and his son, who's now 51, continues into a new solo album called Cross. A couple of weeks ago, David brought James and the whole band to Village Recorders in Los Angeles to play some of the songs and talk about his music, including the now long-running songwriting partnership with his son, James Raymond.
It happened immediately, as soon as we met, almost the first day. Very soon after we met, I gave him a set of words, and he came back with a song called Morrison. It was a set of words about Jim Morrison, whom I didn't like that much, but I thought he was fascinating. And James, you know, I knew he was a musician, but I didn't have any clue how good until he played me the song that we were writing, and I almost had to sit down. He's an incredible musician, and we have a definite, very real link-up, and it's only just grown better over time here. We've been writing pretty consistently. We wrote some very good stuff for the last Crosby Nash record a couple of years back, and we've written, of course, as you say, this stuff for CPR. And without really, you know, setting ourselves out to make a record, we would just write. You know, we'd write a song because that's what we do, and then we try to serve the song. Once we had a couple, you know, we looked at each other and both of us thinking, are we making a record? and we went on, and the songs just came. I think we set the bar pretty high. I, you know, am amazed at this stage of my life that I'm that excited about new stuff, but it is pretty exciting.
Because of the unique circumstances with that relationship, in other words, you know, you met when he was in his 30s, do you always relate to each other as musician to musician rather than father to son?
Well, you know, I didn't raise him, so we're really more like brothers than we are father and son. He certainly doesn't need fathering. He's a grown man and very grown up. I love him like a father, but our relationship is more like brothers.
And musical cohorts.
Yeah, very definitely musical chords. I mean, he's a thrilling musician to work with. I don't mean that to sound corny, but it's really an accurate word. Yeah, when you listen to the Guinevere we just did, mm-hmm. just the two of us, you'll hear it plainly. You can hear us talking back and forth to each other as Excellent. We go through it.
Set That Baggage Down, co-written by David Crosby and Shane Fontaine, a member of his band. The original appears on the album Cross, and our in-studio guest this week is David Crosby.
Besides writing with James on this album, some other writers joining you. Shane Fontaine I am familiar with, not familiar with Marcus Eaton, both of them joining you today in the studio.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you about him. Shane I found playing with a guy who is arguably one of my favorite writers in the world, that's Mark Cohn. Stunning. If you haven't heard it, ladies and gentlemen, go out immediately and join the parade and listen to Listening to Levon, right. which is arguably one of the greatest songs anybody ever wrote. Yeah. And Shane really made an impression on Graham Nash and I, and we immediately stole him. Marcus, I got turned on to by a friend, and he's a young guy. I'm a little jealous of that, but he's an incredible player and singer and writer, and he has his own much more intense, much higher energy kind of music that he writes and plays, but very beautiful. Beautiful lyrics, beautiful music, and I want very much to focus attention on him because he's just at the beginning of his career, and I think he deserves, richly deserves, you know, to get noticed.
For you, at this point, what does a co-write mean, actually? I mean, in other words, are these really just friends and you're hanging out and you're creating music?
You know, it's tough to quantify because if a person gives me one small portion of a song, but it's an utterly crucial part of the song, I feel they should share in it just as much as if they write half of it. It's not really about proportionality. It's about magic. It's about what did they bring to it that elevated the song. James and I both felt that Marcus really did add to several things.
There's a song on the new album called Time I Have, which I think was it wasn't the first song I heard from the album, but it's the one that caught my attention with that lyric. Mm-hmm. People do so many things that make me mad, but angry isn't how I want to spend what time I have.
Exactly.
Well, first of all, I think the thing that caught my attention was I was so thrilled to hear that you still get angry because a lot of people don't. They just kind of stop. Well, they resign.
Well, you know, the point is really that I don't want to. Mm-hmm. I think we all do at one thing or another. But it's really a waste of time. Mm. And in my life, it's wasted a lot of time.
Life in the city is so densely packed. Fearing each other is an accepted fact. It's so sick to concrete, just like Greece. Fear is the antithesis of peace.
I realized after a while, I even wrote it as a lyric, that time is really the final currency, not money, not power, not glory. It's time. Your time here is so short. God, I could use another 100 years. Mm-hmm. There are 5 languages I want to learn. I'd like to study history for about 10 years. And there are at least 3 major scientific disciplines I'd like to have a PhD in. We don't have enough time.
Right.
And to waste it being pissed off. I don't want to waste it being sad either.
Sure.
I don't want to waste it being numbed out. I want to be as alive as I can possibly manage each moment. And I want to use what time I have making something, creating something, loving somebody, elevating something, trying to be a positive force in, you know, create.
When you hear things or you see things in the world that do occasionally make you angry, like you said, people do. You do get that way. One gets.
I mean, the way the Japanese government handled Fukushima.
Hey, now there you go. There's a good start.
Or BP handled the Gulf oil thing.
Right. or our privacy issues.
Our entire Congress having been bought.
So wait a second, though. This is what I was going to get to. I was going to ask you, are you more likely to sit down with a pen and paper or a guitar or sit at a piano and try to hash out that when feeling that way or when feeling happy, peaceful?
These days I'm more likely to be moved by love or by celebration of life or by fascination with human, complexity than I am to be indignant or, you know, I admit there is some there, and I've written some songs in the recent past. I'm thinking of one, They Want It All, that was a very angry one about, and I've got another one actually in the works,
mm-hmm.
called Capital, that's about the Congress. There are things that are so wrong. If you love this country, how can you not be angry that your congressmen and senators have been bought wholesale and do whatever the corporations say? How can that not make you angry? But do you want to spend your time that way? Do you want to spend your life that way? No. You want to try and do something positive about it. You want to stick up for what you believe in. But spending the time, you know, when you get angry, adrenaline hits your system, and it's like instant stupid. Just add water and mix.
After holding on to nothing for quite a while, I glanced to see what waited there. A shadow leaning easy by a window, a scent of something recent in the air. Nothing runs faster than time at night. Time slows down every day. All of those hours with nothing to do, holding nothing again today. And sunny days can fool you. They can look wet with rain, and even words from a friend can bring back the pain. Memories come back on their own. Birds fly south in the sky. Pictures are drawn, pencil sketches at dawn, and wishes that I too could fly.
Song. Another one that you will find in its original form on the album called Cross. David Crosby is our in-studio guest this week on Acoustic Cafe, joined by his entire band, including Shane Fontaine on guitar and vocals, Marcus Eaton doing the same, guitar and vocals, Stephen DeSlanislau on drums, also Kevin McCormick on bass, and his son, James Raymond, playing the keyboards. And we will have more from the whole band and David Crosby in conversation in the second hour on Acoustic Cafe. Find us online at A Cafe Radio on Twitter, also Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook through our regular website, which is at acafe.com, where you'll also find our archives, including lots of great material. This segment that you're hearing today on the program will be up there in a week or so if you want to check that out online on demand at acafe.com. And coming up, it's a bonus track and a tribute from Roseanne Cash, Straight Up Bossa Nova from Thievery Corporation, and an in-studio performance from Dawes.
If it's true that music makes the brain work better,
we've got enough to make you a genius.
VOA Music Mix.
You're listening to Acoustic Cafe. I'm Rob Reinhart. A few weeks ago, Jesse Winchester passed away at the age of 69, the legendary 1970s folk songwriter. And in an eerie bit of timing, Roseanne Cash issued a deluxe edition of her latest album, The River and the Thread, the same week that Jesse passed. One of the bonus tracks contained on the deluxe edition of The River and the Thread was this song that she had done for a tribute to Jesse Winchester a couple of years ago. Here's her version of Biloxi on Acoustic Cafe.
Down around Biloxi, pretty girls are swimming in the sea. Oh, they look like sisters in the ocean. The boy will fill his pail with salted water, and the storms will blow towards New Orleans. The sun shines on Biloxi. The air is filled with vapors from the sea. And the boy will dig a pool beside the ocean. Creatures from a dream under the water, and the sun will set from off towards New Orleans.
Thank you.
Legend of Muscle Shoals, Alabama just keeps living on. Laura and Lydia Rogers, they are known as the Secret Sisters. They are from Muscle Shoals. And Laura originally went to Nashville looking for a record deal. When asked to come back to perform after gaining some attention solo, she said, "Can I bring my sister?" So Laura and Lydia Rogers went to Nashville and started as the Secret Sisters a few years ago. Their new album is called Put Your Needle Down. It is produced by T-Bone Burnett. Lots of covers on here and some originals like the song we just heard there called Let There Be Lonely on Acoustic Cafe. And then before that, Roseanne Cash and John Leventhal put together a very southern-themed album called The River and the Thread. Came out earlier this year and was just reissued in a deluxe edition with a beautiful booklet, lots of photography, and some bonus tracks, including a cover of that very southern song from Jesse Winchester, the late Jesse Winchester, a song called Biloxi. Thievery Corporation got really back to their roots on their brand new album, Swadade. Thievery Corporation really founded on the basis of performing bossa nova music, and this is the most purely bossa nova record they have ever done. The song here is called Firelight on Acoustic Cafe.
silent, true way to admire. Like you as a sunset, and I as a wildfire. And I can't let the day go. I've locked up these words in fear that I'd say them wrong. Is it love as a mountain, or is it love as a simple song? And the moment that the two meet has now laid itself at your feet. And love is not convenience. It does not cease at your command. You might take and leave it, but love is all I am. Love is all I am. I need a boundless, soft way to commend. Like you as a temper, and I as its tender end. And however long your last, I will live within your shadow cast. And love is still your stranger. It does not respect how much you stand. You might be love's reminder, but love is all I am. Love is all I am. Graceful, proud way to let go. To smile and accept the things that you don't know. The losses and the gains blur. As last words, and love is not excitement, it is not kissing or holding hands. I'm not some assignment, no, love. Love is all I am. Love is all I am. Love is all I have.
Beautiful song, recorded live here in our studios at Acoustic Cafe. That is Dawes with a song that dates back to their first album, North Hills, in 2009. Love is All I Am. Thievery Corporation right before that with their Bossa Nova song called Firelight. Next hour on the program is going to be a good one. The first of our brand new songs done at the Subway Sessions this year at South by Southwest. Tim Easton is up first. A great new 80s cover collection and more from our in-studio guest this week, David Crosby.